This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With just like where the NFL's at, we're monitoring things. I know they've got the guys have got some different reports and stuff. And there's some rumors that are being reported on the NFL Network this morning. But the Niners are in the situation they're in. And I go back to the Mike Silver article, which was in The Athletic.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Their finances were out of order. Anyone can relate to this. You buy a house, all right? You only have so much money. You go to remodel, let's say, the kitchen or the bathroom or whatever, and the bill is significantly higher than what you initially projected.
Let's call it what it is. They went all in last year and crapped out. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah.
They doubled down on a lot of their players, and those players got injured or something happened, and there was a combination of both, and it sucks. But that's what happened.
There's no doubt. Yeah. And I'm looking at it right now, and they have to refinance, right? Like, that's where they're at. They're in a refinancial mode. That doesn't mean you're selling the house. That doesn't mean you're tearing it down to the studs.
Got
to
do a refi?
Yeah, you're trying to get a better interest rate, and you're trying to get your books in order so that you can make all your payments. This is very relatable. Now, there's another aspect to the article, for those that haven't read it, where it describes that Parag Marate and Jed York are going to kind of have their thumb on the scale a little more, and I'm paraphrasing, in terms of the financial decisions that are being made. The coach is always going to want to overpay for the talent that he has an emotional attachment to, who he thinks can help them win on Sunday. That's always going to be the case. Bill Belichick, the coach, had influence on Bill Belichick, the GM, and he made decisions in drafts and in free agency and in retaining players that did him in. And he didn't have a long-term approach. The best organizations blend the two. Hey, Coach Reed wants X, Y, and Z, but we also have to get our books in order. Right. I'm sure Andy Reid was like, God, we really have to trade Tyreek Hill? And, you know, Brett Veach was probably making the argument, hey, look, he's making this much money. What if I spread out this much money across the team and also got multiple picks across the team? We can build in this way. And he had to talk Andy Reid into that decision. It ended up being a great decision for them.
Absolutely. And coupled into that, you have Travis Kelce there. The tight end market's exactly. Not as lucrative as it is with wide receiver. You make sure that guy's your prime target because he's not really a blocking tight anyway. He's be your number one receiver. So it works out that way. But to your point, it all goes back to, you know, top to bottom. It's a trickle-down effect from ownership to the head coaching to the GMs to all of that baked into it, whether the head coach has the final say, whether it's the GM, all of that. You look at the Philadelphia Eagles, and why do we keep bringing them up? Because they're the blueprint model right now. And they have
true.
Been. You go from who's my guy?
Howie,
right? You Roseman. Go to Nick Sirianni. You go to all these, right?
There's a hierarchy.
Jeffrey Lurie, that's the owner. Jeffrey Lurie. Howie Roseman down in Nick Sirianni, but there's an order of operations there. PEMDAS, you remember that back in high school?
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division,
PEMDAS.
Addition, subtraction.
Oh, I haven't heard that in so long.
There you go.
I need my Texas Instruments. What was it? A T89?
Yeah, right. I used to have the graphing calculator. Yeah. We had the games built in there. Block Builder. Remember that one? That's all I was playing.
Kids these days.
Right? Yeah, no, Algebra 2. That's all I was playing. Right. But. That's the order of operations you want to be seen in here in San Francisco. And can they start? I do feel like, and I've been talking about this and we talked about it with Baldy. I do feel like there's too much on Kyle Shanahan's plate. Like I really do feel like there's way too much on his plate. I need him to worry about the offense and about, you know, not about the contract situation, the structures and all of that. And when I started to read that article, it's like, he's running up to get this thing done. I was like, Kyle. Like, let John Lynch figure this thing out. Let Parag figure this thing out. You have so much on your plate right now. X's and O's wise, Ayuk, Debo, McCaffrey. There's a lot of injuries. Trent Williams. There's so much drama happening. It could be too much for some people. So that's why I'm looking at Jed York now. And I do get a little concerned if I am a fan base when I always hear ownership getting involved, whether it's baseball, whether it's football, whether it's basketball. And now it could be a good thing. Like when Joe Lacob comes on our airwaves and talks about, I think an owner should be involved. And I think in any corporation, in any business, on any level, you should be willing to listen and be in conversations and be involved in these things. And to that extent, I do agree on. But when I start to hear the Jerry Joneses of the world, the late great Al Davises of the world, you know, start getting involved in actual player personnel in contract talks, that's when I get a little concerned, Joe Shasky. Is this what we're getting at here with Jed York, or is it a little more of Jed York flexing his muscles over Shanahan saying, you know what, guys, you crapped out last year. We need to take a different approach this year.
If you say Parag and Jed and you imply that they're going to have more influence, the immediate snapback reaction is people are going to lose their minds. I am not one of the biggest Jed York supporters. I'm probably one of his bigger haters over the last 15 years. If we were just like, on the scale, I will defend this.
I'm not going to say hater. I'm going to say critic. There you go. Sounds classier.
I will defend this, though. I don't think Kyle's skill set, when it comes to player evaluations, is that great. Do I think he's a great play caller? Absolutely. Do I think he's a great head coach? I do. I do think he's a great head coach. I think we nitpick Kyle like no other. It honestly drives me nuts. On game day, dude is a butt kicker. Did he have a rough year this year? Absolutely. You know, I think Kyle, the personnel guy, kind of gets in his own way. Think of somebody like this, Mohamed Sanu. This guy was trotting out Mohamed Sanu week after week
Falcons
after
legend.
Week when everyone knew he was washed. Everyone knew he was washed. His obsession with Debo. I think he got a little close to Debo. Debo just wrote an entire article in the Players Tribune. It was like a love letter to Kyle Shanahan. And I'm saying to myself, whoa, dude, like, you got to have more of like a cold, callous feel when it comes, if you're going to be in the pros, when it comes to some of these guys. Can you have a relationship like Kerr does with Steph Curry? Absolutely. But you can't have that with every player on the roster.
That player also won four championships, so he's allowed to have that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's one thing for Belichick and Brady to, you know, hug each other and embrace. It's another when it's a guy who's underperformed multiple years in a row. Right. And I think that sometimes Kyle, the player personnel guy, has gotten in his own way. Look at their drafts. I believe, and this is just my assumption, I believe that their drafts in the first and second round have been god-awful throughout the 7 years of the 49ers. Why is that? Because I think Kyle has a lot of influence on those picks. I have nothing other than my own gut intuition to explain that.
Trey Lance on line one, right? Like, that's inexcusable to whiff that hard and the amount of draft picks and draft capital you gave up to get him.
Now, Dante Pettis, Jalen Hurd.
Dante Pettis, by the way, another re-signed with the New Orleans Saints. He's back.
Great.
The Carr Pettis connection.
I mean, love that. Brandon Ayuk. Like, I look at so many different picks that they've had in the first couple of rounds. And outside of Bosa and Debo, most of them have been very underwhelming.
I mean, just go back to last year, Ricky Pearsall. I mean, there's so much baked into it. So you want to give the benefit of the doubt. I mean, the guy got shot. I mean, like, point blank, right there.
Yeah.
Your first round pick got shot, and he's alive, and he ended up salvaging the end of the season. But right now, it's not looking like an amazing pick, but it's a pick you're going to need to work out because you've put yourself in this hole in the wide receiver position where you're relying on Juwan Jennings and now second-year Ricky Pearsall. That's about it.
I'm glad you bring up Juwan Jennings because that's a great example of, if you look at their draft history, where have they crushed it in 7 years?
The fifth,
fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh-round picks. Yeah. And I don't think Kyle's sitting there grinding tape on seventh-round linebackers and fifth-round tight ends and seventh-round quarterbacks. And we know Greasy was a big influence in terms of that pick when it comes to Brock Purdy. Does that mean that Kyle shouldn't have influence? Of course he should have some influence. But I think there's a happy medium here. Allow the scouting department to do what they want to do, and they've crushed it. Fred Warner, George Kittle, Brock Purdy. Look at this roster, D'Amador Lenore. Look at the current roster. There's an argument to be said. Dominic Pooney, I'll throw in there as well.
Right.
Their best picks have been third round or later. Dre Greenlaw is a guy who's going to leave right now, but he was a great pick. The early rounds, where it does feel like he puts his thumb on the scale, they've been spotty at best. So if you're telling me I want to get my finances in order and I kind of want my scouting department to be a little more empowered in the draft, I kind of agree with that. That doesn't mean Kyle sucks. No. That doesn't mean I'm running him out of town. It doesn't mean anything. I'm just trying to get my organization to where we're firing on all cylinders and allowing people who are great at what they do to do their jobs.
As far as it pertains to Kyle Shanahan, the talent evaluator, what is your trust level on that, 49ers fans? 888-957-9570. What is your trust level in Kyle Shanahan right now as legal tampering period begins in the NFL when it comes to make all these trades, when it comes to the contract talks? Now, it's a combination of things, but as we have talked about, as we've discussed, Tim Kawakami, Mike Florio, Kyle Shanahan ultimately has the final say on player personnel. When it comes to player personnel, what is your trust level with Kyle right now? 888-957-9570. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live in the free Odyssey app. And obviously we have the NFL draft happening next month, Joe Shiasky. So this is a crucial 2-month stretch here in San Francisco with Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, to get this thing moving. Now, alluding to the Mike Silver article that we've been referencing all morning, lukewarm seat at best right now. For
he's not Kyle going Shanahan. Anywhere.
He's not going anywhere. So I want to make that clear. He's not going anywhere. But I'll say this. If they have another disappointing season after you pay the quarterback, that's when I do think the seat could start heating up. And that's why I think these next 2 months are critical that they nail, not only in free agency, but some of these draft picks, because they have to retool and get back into contention sooner rather than later.
I totally agree with you. I think Parag is good at the contracts. I do. I think he is good at the contracts. I do think that the scouting department has hit some picks mid to late round. Mm. But I also believe that Kyle should be involved in the process.
Of course.
They're just taking back a little bit of the control. Here's the part we don't have the answer to. he might have it in his contract that he has final say on everything when it comes to 53-man, draft picks, etc. And I understand that, but I think a happy medium is, Kyle, take a little off your plate.
Do you think Kyle's
take a little off?
Do you think Kyle's ego will allow him to do that? Who has a he has a huge one.
But if you own the team, I think that it is also within your right to kind of like seize back some of that control and at least maybe amend the hierarchy slightly.
That's a slippery slope, though, when you start getting the ownership, you know, taking away some power from the head coach. How do I feel about that as the head coach? Now, the relationship could be good by all accounts. It is a good relationship. Kyle and Jed and John Lynch all agree on most things. But we're all human, Joe Shasky. You take a little bit of power from me. I'm the guy that got to two Super Bowls. I get it. Two different quarterbacks, though. One Jimmy Garoppolo and one Mr. Irrelevant. I did that. I got you here. You remember where you were before me, Jed? Like, yeah, this is where I'm starting to feel if I'm Kyle Shanahan.
My retort to that would be,
but hold on. If I'm Kyle Shanahan, it's like, no. This thing's been working. Just because I had a down year and I whiffed on, you know, a guy that was second team all pro and wanted a big contract, and I love it, and that was one of the first round picks that actually hit for me, and I was trying to re-sign him. Now you're getting mad at me? Like, I do feel some kind of a way
for
Kyle Shanahan.
Well, no one's mad. No. What we're doing is we're
getting our books a little disgruntled.
No, I think our finances were out of whack. Our finances, and here's the other part. Kyle, I have compensated you. If I'm Jed York, this is what I'll say. You're the highest paid coach who hasn't won a title in North American sports.
He deserves to be.
No, but yeah. Are you not highly compensated? You are the highest paid non-championship coach in North American sports.
I can get paid more elsewhere, though, if I was hitting the market today.
But I've also spent more money over a five-year period than any other team in football. I have guaranteed more contracts than anyone over a four-year period and spent on a yearly basis the most amount of cash in the league. Like, we've done a lot of good work together. I'm retconning a little bit of your responsibilities.
I just think maybe if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I think you just got unlucky a little bit last year with injuries. That could happen. They just got unlucky. Like, I don't know if we're having this conversation had Brandon Ayuk stayed healthy last year. Maybe he has, you know, a disappointing season coming off his first contract there, his first big contract after being second team all pro. But that's okay. At least if he's healthy, then I could talk myself into, you know what? Last year there was so much baked into in the offseason. It's gonna be a fresh start. He's gonna be there from start, from the offseason mini camps, all that, and we're gonna ramp up and everything's gonna be okay. I think he may have just gotten a little unlucky when it comes to injuries there. When it came to injuries with Christian McCaffrey, the straw that stirs that offense's drink. Right. And the Trent Williams situation as well. There was a lot baked into last year that I honestly checked down to, got a little bit unlucky. That quite frankly, that's what, like, does that sound insane, Joe? But maybe if I just say, you know, last year was just a little bit unlucky and we'll see this year. And you know what? I hear you when it comes to the contracts, but I do that contract again, knowing the season that he came off of and knowing that's my guy and Kyle Shanahan had that much faith in Brandon Ayuk. I understand why Kyle made that move. I do. I don't think we're talking about it as being this horrific deal had he not got hurt. And I don't think you could bake that into the equation when it comes to all these contracts. Like, what if DK Metcalf gets hurt this year?
Yeah,
is it a bad contract?
No.
Like, that sucks. Like, come on, man. Yeah,
but Joe, I don't think
that's not fair.
I don't think it's just Brandon Ayuk. I think it's the way the Bosa thing went down. I think it's the Trent Williams. I think
the Trent thing, Bosa, like, Trent had a tragedy that happened too. And I get it. He wasn't having his best year prior to that. But again, it's not like he was a bottom five left tackle. He was still a top 10 left tackle in the league.
At one point, and I'm not trying to cape up for Jed. I'm being fair here. At one point, they had the highest paid fullback, tight end, wide receiver, left tackle, linebacker, and defensive end. That's six positions, the highest paid in the sport.
Because they were all the best at their position.
Yeah, but not many other organizations could find a way to finagle that and make it work. I also kept Jimmy Garoppolo on the roster financially, even though you told me you wanted to trade three first-round picks for this guy, Trey Lance, and he got four starts. Like, it's never just one thing. I think it's the totality of everything. And yeah, you came up a little short, and that's okay. No one's firing you. I'm not saying you don't have the final veto power. I'm saying I'm taking back the money a little, and we're going to pare this thing down, and we're going to get our stuff in order. It was unsustainable to plow forward the way that they were doing it financially.
What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Do you like what you're hearing, 49ers fans? If Jed York is getting more involved a little bit on the financial side. And what is your trust factor right now when it comes to Kyle Shanahan?
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.